Well, good morning, everybody. Come on into my house. It's Rosie on the house, where we serve the purpose of being your weekend wake-up call in the great state of Arizona on this little tickly fresh May Saturday morning. How nice was it waking up this morning? If we're just getting you up and you haven't been outside yet, you are missing an absolutely fantabulous Saturday morning. It is absolutely about the perfect temperature to try and tackle anything around your house, home, castle, or cabin this morning. Absolutely gorgeous. And the first thing I'm going to want you to do, well, you know, depending on what you sleep in, I want you to crawl out of the bed and put some clothes on. And then I want you to get out Old Glory. We're celebrating the 70th anniversary of Victory, VE Day. I want everyone calling the show today to be hanging their flag in proud display of the great country that we are a part of. So let's get that rolled out. And then, of course, we've got Mother's Day weekend here. So we're kind of, it's like a triple whammo here we got going on. The broadcast, the VE Day, the Mother's Day broadcast. It's going to be a lot of fun. I had a great week. We were up in Boulder, Colorado all week. I was visiting with about 70 remodeling contractors that come in from all across the country, and we get together and we compare notes on how do you do this and how do you do that, and it's kind of a round table of best practices. And boy, it's always so great to see the guys that I've developed a relationship with over the last 15 years and see how they're doing and catch up on new things that they've tried. Came home with a lot of new great ideas we're going to put to work at the remodeling company, anxious to get them going.
You came home pretty pumped.
Pretty pumped, yeah. It was great. And then landed at the airport and ran right over to Chase Field and watched the Diamondbacks spank the Padres. Man, what did they get? Like 13 runs? And it was only like 17 hits. I mean, they brought the bats. That was Thursday night. Man, what a game to watch. I think we were up 4-0 at the end of the first inning. So it was a great little fun baseball game to watch. Congratulations, D-backs. Hope we have a great year this year. On Mother's Day, can I start Mother's Day with just a little dedication to my mama?
Of course.
Sweet baby Kay, mother of 8, 5 sisters and 2 brothers. And growing up with baby Kay in the house, y'all, for those of y'all that know her, you know what kind of a special person she is. But I'll tell you what, growing up in that house, Mom had the conviction that every one of her children were going to laugh every single day of the week. And she went way out of her way to always have a joke, a prank, a gimmick, a skit, or something to get us kids laughing. We grew up laughing in that house every single day. Growing up with my mom, baby Kay, was like growing up with Lucille Ball in your house and some who's a great chef. I want to say Paul Prudhomme, but he doesn't make a very good mother.
Julia Childs.
So baby Kay is like the chef beyond all chefs. You never just have. I had friends come over and they would say, "Rosie, do you think your mom can make us a ham sandwich?" Sure, Mom can make a ham sandwich. I mean, Mom makes a ham sandwich taste better than any ham sandwich you ever eat in your life. They would come over and say, "Rosie, do you think your mom can make us a PBJ?" So it was always fun. With 7 brothers and sisters, we never just had 8 kids in the house. Our house was like Grand Central Station. Mom constantly had food out for everybody. And what I've never figured out, because we lived at the time, it was kind of out in the country. It was a little bit of ways. The closest grocery store was a Safeway that was about almost 15 miles away.
And you lived in Paradise Valley. And now it's like the heart.
And they didn't have, back then in the 60s and 70s, they didn't have monster Sub-Zero refrigerators. I don't know how she kept all the food in that house with just a standard refrigerator. She must have had to run a Safeway every single day. I don't know.
Well, the milkman helped, because didn't y'all have milk service?
We did have. They came in 5-gallon jugs, and they were put in this milk machine. We went through a lot of milk at the Romero's.
That goes a long way.
So I would just like to tip my hat, and we'll be at Mama Kay's tonight for a little Mother's Day dinner. And, Mom, it was awfully special. There isn't anyone I would rather have as my mother.
Aw.
Baby Kay, a lot of fun.
Happy Mother's Day.
She made growing up a lot of fun.
I get to say a little to my mom, too.
Yeah, Jeannie, Mimi.
Miss Jeannie. And she just cared so much about each one of us. There's three girls, and she just taught us a lot about everything. Always let us know she cared for us and still does. She's always watching out for us.
Sweet Mimi. She's a beautiful woman. When I saw how pretty she was, it was part of the reason I proposed to you, just so you know that.
Okay.
I thought, well, Jennifer's this pretty now, and look at her mom. Wow. She's going to do okay as we grow old together. And you have. You've done very well, babe.
Oh. Thank you.
An Arizona Saturday morning tradition, Mother's Day. If you'd like to call in and honor your mother, our lines are open right now. Jennifer and I are in the studio. Romy actually takes the call screening station during the 7 o'clock hour. The toll-free number is 1-888-767-4340. I think we should give something away for Mother's Day.
Well, I have an idea.
Okay.
Okay. I was thinking about it because Carol, our youngest, is actually going to prom today. And
oh, that's
tonight,
right.
Of course. So, of course, she's
with a boy.
It's a group of girls going.
Okay.
My girl isn't too fond of the type of dancing that goes on these days. Oh,
good
my gosh.
For her.
I know. I love
all
my
right.
girl. So, anyway, so she's getting her hair done. I sent her over to Pluma, where I get my hair done. And they did a little practice run last week. She'll be going in at 1:30 today. But Pluma is run by Hilda. I went there three years ago.
Does Hilda speak German?
No, Hilda's not German. But
That's how we're going to give them away.
Okay.
Mike, I want you to reach back into last week's sound bites where we use the German phrases, the French, the Spanish. Get those set up for us because that's how we're going to give these away.
Well, okay, we have three okay, cut styles and using the U4 products that Hilda uses to give away for Mother's Day today.
Okay.
But Hilda brought my hair back from being, it was breaking off. It was nasty. And she has brought it back. Look, it moves.
Wow. Yeah, it was a little brittle.
Yeah. But she's just taken such good care of it. I'm so happy with it. I've turned all of my girls onto it. Their favorite thing is to get the U4 products for Christmas. So anyway, Hilda, I have three to give away today.
Three cut styles.
And using the U4 products. And it's Scottsdale and Shea.
Well, what we'll do is we'll reach back to last week's broadcast where we were giving our listeners the impressions we had of first time ever traveling overseas, and in particular getting to Germany. And I enjoyed it so much. In my mind, I was perfectly okay with the conviction that I was never going to go overseas. I was really okay with that. In my opinion, if I can't get there in my Ford F-250 or my soon-to-be Ford Mustang convertible, if I can't get there in my four-wheel whatever, then I never felt a compulsion to try and get there. Now I want to see everything I can, from Nova Scotia to Mexico City to Alaska, but that was okay with me. Just exploring this continent in a vehicle. I really, really enjoyed the trip to Germany. I'm a changed person. I can now do the international thing. I've convinced myself I can make that airplane ride.
We did it.
Which was the 9 hours to Munich was bad. But the 12 hours Amsterdam to LAX was horrible. So anyway, enough said about that. We came up with certain German phrases. So what we're going to do is we're going to play one now. And if you can tell us what the English translation of this word is, you will win the cut and clip at Pluma. Now that's
cut and style with the U4 products.
And that's located at
Scottsdale and Shea area.
Scottsdale and Shea area. Okay.
It's Pluma Design.
You can win it and give it to your mom.
Yeah.
For a Mother's Day gift.
Or treat yourself Mother's Day.
Okay.
And it's just a nice intimate setting. So it's not intimidating at all. You're just like walking into.
But it's not a barbershop. A guy wouldn't want to win this, right?
No. This is a Mother's Day gift.
Okay, all right. So get ready. Get by your phones. The number is 1-888-767-4348. We have three of these to give away. We're going to give one of them away right now to the first caller who can give us the English translation for this word.
Ambulance.
Ambulanza.
Ambulance, yeah.
Krankenwagen.
So That is a word in four different languages. All the same word. Play it one more time.
Ambulance.
Ambulanza.
Ambulance, yeah.
Krankenwagen.
Okay. So if you know the English translation for that word, dial 1-888-767-4348. 48, and there were some pretty significant little tips right in there.
Shouldn't be too hard to guess,
shouldn't
girls.
Be too hard. It'd be hard if you just heard the German one, but the other ones kind of gave it away. And the first caller in will win the cut and style, cut and clip.
Cut what and do style. We call
it? Cut and style at Pluma, generally located in the Scottsdale and Shea area by Hilga.
Hilda.
Who's been cutting your hair for how
look
long?
Look at the lines.
Who's been cutting your hair for how long? About three years.
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
All right.
I'm so thankful to have hair again.
She has been doing a great job. So we're going to be talking about VE Day. If you want to honor a veteran in your life, call. If you want to honor your mother in your life, call. I want you to be hanging the Old Glory red, white, and blue up in the front yard, displaying it somewheres in the on the property. And we're going to be covering some great things. In the 8 o'clock hour, we've got John Eisenhower coming in, who always does a fantastic job lighting up the calls and getting people to call anything having to do with trees. Trees, 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 trees. Any kind of trees. No matter what you want to do with the tree. You want to fertilize the tree. You want to cut down the tree. You want to trim the tree. You want to move the tree. You want to plant the tree. John Eisenhower will be here talking trees in the 8 o'clock hour. 9 o'clock hour, we'll be talking kind of open line. That's kind of the hour we let you call in and we answer any question you've got about maintaining, repairing, remodeling your house, home, castle, or cabin. And then the 10 o'clock hour, we've got Stan Zambrunnen from Rosie on the House Remodeling coming in. And we're going to be talking about what you can expect. It's actually our article in the Arizona Republic today in the home section. They put us right on the front page of the home section. What can you expect to get done for certain amounts of money invested in your kitchen? What can you get done for $5,000? What can you get done for $10,000, $20,000, $50,000, $100,000? We'll be talking about all of those steps in the 10 o'clock hour. So, you know somebody contemplating a kitchen remodel, you do them a favor, give them a wake-up call and tell them, tune in to Rosie on the House.